First, Congress said no on immigration reform. Then the president said yes to granting benefits to some immigrants and outlines a series of executive orders to take some immigrants out of limbo. Now a federal appeals court says no to the president. The Fifth Circuit decision shuts down the presidential orders that would have given millions of undocumented immigrants work permits and offered protection from deportation. Joining me now for more on what all this means is Denise Gilman, director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas Law School. Also with me is Laura Collins, the director of immigration policy at the American Action Forum. Laura and Denise, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for having me on.
So what has this court done, Denise?
So the district court, the lower court, had issued a preliminary injunction halting the DACA and DAPA programs, the administrative orders, and the appellate court has simply said that that injunction will stay in place so that the programs will not be implemented at the moment, but it is not a decision on the merits.
And is it a question of who has authority here, Laura Collins? Is there any sort of comment on whether the president is permitted to do this independent of, certain protocols that they ruled against the president on?
Well, as Denise said, this wasn't on the merits. So while the opinion does get a little bit into a little bit of the issues of whether this is an appropriate program or not, ultimately, this is just a pause button. And until the court is able to rule fully on the merits of this, this doesn't really talk about whether this program is appropriate for the executive branch to put forward.
Now, I'm looking at this, and a lot of Americans are looking at this. This is a Texas plaintiff, I believe, and there were other states that signed on to this case. And there are plenty of states that signed on or at least issued amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, opposing this decision. Is this an example of a politicized judiciary basically doing one side's work for it in the courts, and that there's a court that will eventually rule in the other direction? And this has to end up at the Supreme Court, Denise?
Well, I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that. I do think that the federal appellate courts, for the most part, try to engage the legal issues in a very analytical manner. But it clearly is an issue that has multiple facets to it and that is very complicated and controversial. And so there is a decent chance that in the end, the case will end up in the Supreme Court. But we're nowhere near that at this point.
What is the future for the millions of people who now suddenly have a lot of seemingly worthless paper sitting on their desks?
Well, that's the real issue here. And unfortunately, it's not even quite that, in the sense that most of the individuals who would benefit from the executive order have not received anything yet, have received no benefits because of the pause button, as it was described, that was put in place by the lower court. So really, this decision is just allowing that pause to continue. But it does mean that many, many individuals, maybe as many as 4 million, are in a state of limbo, wondering whether or not they are going to be able to work lawfully and to integrate more fully and to contribute to the economy in a more stable manner. And so in that sense, it is very disconcerting for the many people who are waiting to find out whether the program would be implemented soon.
Laura Collins, would you say that that limbo is an appropriate state for these undocumented immigrants, or that there should be some clear indication from the federal government of what's going to happen now?
Well, I think ultimately, when you talk about the undocumented population, they constantly live in this state of limbo. And this executive action didn't really change that. Even if it were allowed to go forward at this point, that doesn't really change. They get a temporary reprieve. You're looking at only 3 years. It's something that the next administration could come in and strip away. And so I think a legislative solution is something that's much more stable for these people. I think these immigrants deserve the opportunity to earn legal status and to prove that they've been here for many years because they want to be working and contributing to our society. And something like an executive action that can be so temporary is not the ideal solution for them.
So are the dreams and the dreamers null and void at this point, Denise and Laura, before we go?
Well, it's important to know, first of all, that the original program, DACA for Dreamers for young undocumented youth, is still in place. What was really in question here is the expansion of that program and the extension of the program to parents of citizens and permanent resident children. So for the original Dreamers who benefited, they are still very much able to work and to contribute to our communities. The question is really for the expansion of the program, and it is a shame that we haven't been able to make more progress more quickly in implementing the administrative orders.
Final thought, Laura?
Oh, well, I don't mean to be dire, but there's not been a lot of movement in Congress, and I think a lot of that goes back to this executive action in November. There had been some momentum, and congressional Republicans warned Obama not to do this, that it would take away their momentum because they didn't trust his actions, and that's where we are now. Now Congress has moved on to other issues, and so I think that absent some more movement in Congress and absent some more cooperation from the executive branch to get a legislative solution, there's not going to be a permanent solution for these people very soon.
Laura Collins is the director of immigration policy at the American Action Forum, and Denise Gilman is director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas Law School. Denise and Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.